Skagway officials have sent the state Freedom of Information requests regarding the city's ore terminal. And a Haines Assembly member accuses the Assembly of violating the Open Meetings Act. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The municipality of Skagway has sent Freedom of Information Act requests to two state agencies, asking to see any correspondence from January 2015 to February 2016 related to the Skagway ore terminal. The borough wants more information about recent decisions regarding violations and regulations at the ore terminal. The FOIA requests went to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, which has oversight of contamination at the ore terminal, and the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, which owns the ore terminal located on municipality-owned land. Lead contamination from former operations has plagued the tidelands around the ore basin for decades. Cleaning it up and renovating the port are major goals for Skagway leaders. So, what prompted the FOIA requests? Skagway technical consultant Chad Gubala says it has to do with the institutional controls DEC establishes at contaminated sites such as the ore terminal. Institutional controls are conditions the state puts in place when contaminants remain after a site goes through some cleanup. That happened at the ore terminal uplands in 1989. DEC is now planning to formalize those controls. Sally Schlichting is the unit manager with the DEC Contaminated Sites Program. She says the controls put in place around the 1989 uplands cleanup were never formalized, and DEC wants to remedy that.
Since the site is in operation and there's people there actively, you know, running a facility, it's a good time to go ahead and formalize those, make sure that everybody who's involved, all the stakeholders, are aware of those institutional controls, and they're all reading from the same page, so to speak.
But Gubala says the formalized controls seem like a reinterpretation of the historical restrictions.
The original institutional controls appeared to be very clear-cut with regards to there being an impermeable cap over the entire contaminated area. The new institutional controls seem to redefine what that area is and also appears to make allowances for or special allowance for other types of discharges.
Schlichting says the controls are a combination of the regulations that have been in place for years and standard conditions DEC implements for all contaminated sites. But the municipality chose to send out FOIA requests, Gubala says, to see if there is something else behind DEC's move to formalize controls. He wonders if it has anything to do with recent transgressions on the part of the ore terminal operator. Last spring, DEC Inspector Bruce Wanstall cited Mineral Services, Inc. with a notice of violation for unpermitted water discharges into infiltration galleries. He also cited MSI with a notice of contamination. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says the municipality wants to learn more about those decisions and whether they influenced the finalized controls.
The IC decision was probably affected greatly by the NOV and NOC activity that they took over the past year.
DEC's Schlichting rejected that assertion. She says the notice of violation had no impact on DEC formalizing the controls. And she says the notice of contamination was a mistake that DEC rescinded.
It was a misunderstanding, and it's not how the program operates. And we don't issue notices of contamination.
That's the first time I've heard that. And that's, again, another good thing to get a request for information, because that's the first time I've heard that.
That's Borough Manager Hahn.
I don't think it was a mistake. It can be rescinded, I suppose, but you can't change the facts of what the regulator observed, which caused the NOC to occur. So.
Another complaint from the municipality has to do with lack of local input. Gubala says the landowner, meaning the borough, should have been consulted before DEC sent out the finalized controls, But Schlichting says the controls are final. She says the municipality had input back in 1989 when the original regulations were put in place. Schlichting had no comment on the FOIA requests, which were sent February 29th. Hahn hopes the requests will answer the municipality's questions about DEC's recent actions. So far, he's received no response from DEC or ADA. To see the full FOIA requests, go to khns.org. Haines Assemblyman George Campbell alleged this week that borough assembly members failed in their responsibility to uphold transparency by violating the Open Meetings Act. Last month, assembly members visited with representatives from the executive search firm hired to find the next manager and police chief to offer suggestions on what qualities the members want and to help come up with the subsequent community profile. Campbell said the violations happened because those meetings weren't discussed in public. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
In a letter sent to the assembly and manager, Campbell said he had concerns that members' actions and inactions compromised trust and did not reflect what's in the best interest of the community. Last month, representatives from Brimeyer Firstman traveled to Haines to meet with assembly members, local committee chairs, and members of the public. Residents were encouraged to fill out surveys outlining qualities they want to see in the borough's next manager and chief. Richard Firstman met with all the assembly members individually, with the exception of Ron Jackson, who was out of town but supplied a written survey, and Campbell, who declined to meet with Firstman. Before that, however, the assembly did approve a contract for Brimeyer Firstman, outlining that the meetings with assembly members would take place, and from that, the company would come up with a community profile and advertisement for the positions. Campbell says that not discussing the findings from those meetings in public is a violation.
All we approved were specifically the salary range and the dates, but yet there was all this other information from the discussions that was made. So I submit that we are in violation of the Open Meeting Act through a serial meeting, and we really should have a public discussion about this.
The Act defines a meeting as, quote, a gathering of members of a governmental body when more than three members or a majority of the members, whichever is less, are present, and a matter upon which the governmental body is empowered to act is considered by the members collectively, end quote. Interim manager Brad Ryan says he's been in contact several times with the borough attorney about the matter.
Having more than three assembly members talk to them in private could be a problem. And the solution to the problem was to discuss any decision that was influenced by that in public, which we did at an assembly meeting. Brooks went back and reviewed the minutes from the meeting and said this seemed appropriate to fix any violation that was perceived.
The Act also states that a governmental body that violates or is alleged to have violated that section of the Act fixed the violation by holding another meeting in compliance with the public notice aspect to discuss the matter. But Campbell insisted that remedy wasn't good enough because while the assembly did discuss it at the last assembly meeting, it was not on the agenda and therefore doesn't qualify as publicly advertised. Assemblymember Diana Lapham said the whole issue was being blown out of proportion, while Assemblywoman Margaret Friedenauer fired back at Campbell with this.
What I don't think is being considered and remembered is that we approved a contract for services with Firstman. In that contract, if we read it, it says that they will conduct community surveys, community input forms, talk to stakeholders, and they will develop a community profile and advertise. It didn't need our approval. And everything they did was in the contract that we did approve.
Ryan said after getting guidance from the borough's legal counsel, he now considers the matter closed. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And tune in to KHNS News tomorrow night to hear about the Splash-O-Rama planned for this weekend at the Haines Pool. The goal of the event is to foster support for the aging pool.
It's not competitive swim events, it's for everybody.
That's tomorrow evening in KHNS News. We also post breaking news and important announcements on the KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there.